up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go, welcome to another edition of Tim Tumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And it's oldies because it's all polka records, which is why it's old-time music. But it all comes from records here on the show, so they're automatically oldies just by definition, I think. So here we go. Got a stack of records. Got about an hour to see how many of them we can play. Hopefully, I'll be able to slip in a 78 of the week like I've been doing every week. I don't know that I have one I haven't played in the stack yet. I got to take a look. I was a super hectic week. Not a bad week, mind you, but I had a billion things to do. And I was just hustling like a maniac all week, so I don't really have my full faculty of organizational skills in play this week. And you know how well organized this show is every week, right? Right. Let's start out with the Clevelanders. This is the Harvard Avenue Polka. The Clevelanders, that's the Harvard Avenue Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another round here. I got a bunch of records here. We're just going to spin them all and see where we wind up. I got one coming up in the show that somebody insisted last week in real life, not on this show, but in my other show on real life. It's hard to explain, that it couldn't possibly exist. And I'm going to prove that it does possibly exist because we're going to play it here in a little bit. But I have a record that allegedly, according to people, doesn't really exist. It is kind of a hard one to find, but that'll be coming up here in a little bit. Here are the Polka Country Musicians and the I'm Polish Polka.
When I was just a little lad, only 3 foot 3, I used to ask my mama what is nationality. My mama, she would pick me up and hug me oh so tight and sing this little song to me. So then I saw the light.
I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish proud you see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality.
And now that I am all grown up with my own family tree, I'd like to teach my children about nationality. We gather round the fireplace and then before too long, we start to sing that melody of Mama's Polish song.
I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish proud to see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish. foolish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality.
So when I die, I plan to go up to the pearly gate and take with me a lot of friends, oh, let that be my fate. St. Peter, he will open up and throw the key away, 'cause God will say, let heaven be abolished, holiday!
I'm foolish, I'm foolish, I'm foolish as can be. I'm foolish, I'm foolish, I'm foolish, proud to see. I'm foolish, I'm foolish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality. I'm foolish, I'm foolish, I'm foolish as can be. I'm foolish, I'm foolish, I'm foolish, proud to see. I'm foolish, I'm foolish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality. I'm foolish, I'm foolish, I'm foolish as can be. I'm foolish, I'm foolish, I'm foolish, proud to see. I'm foolish, I'm foolish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality.
There you have it there. That is the Polka Country Musicians. And you probably figured out that's the I'm Polish Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. To take a moment here and talk about the World of Accordions Museum. Beautiful weather is here in the Northland. Yep, Superior, Wisconsin is where you find all those darn accordions. I'll bet you that Superior, Wisconsin has the highest accordion to population ratio of any place, because they've got 1,400 accordions just there in the museum. Holy moly, man. And all sorts of other things make a great tourist stop, great vacation stop, the kind of place you'd take 300 pictures. And you'd make all your relatives look at them all when you come back, you know. Check it out. You can find out more online at worldofaccordions.org, of course. And they got it all. They got some pictures there that tell you about events going on, events that have happened in the past. You learn about the research they have, their repair school, all sorts of things. It's a unique thing to Superior, Wisconsin. worldofaccordionsmuseum.org. Look them up, because I suspect you will be amazed. Let's do a Whoopi John Schottische. Let's do the O Susanna Schottische, shall we? Can't remember the last time I played this one. Thank you. There you have it. Whoopi John there says right there, it's the O Susanna Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. How the heck are you doing this week anyway, huh? We're talking heat waves, different parts of the country this week. And, you know, if we didn't have weather, we'd have nothing to talk about. You know what I mean? So just, you know, complain about it if you want. Or no matter where you're listening to the show, because I know the show, we're at 28 different radio stations, which pretty much encompasses all possible spectrum of weather. And no matter who you are or where you are, the weather is always something to talk about, even if it's nice out. You're like, isn't this nice weather? And somebody sure as hell say, oh, it's a lot nicer last year about this time. Man, what we got is mosquitoes. I actually saw him carrying off a small dog this morning. It's incredible. All right, let's see. It's Martin Sarrell. That's who this is. It's the new Hermione Polka. All right, see, they're really done this time. Notice how I didn't jump in on the fake ending. Martin Sarrell and the orchestra, the new Hermione Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I think we're about one song away from spinning the record that I was told this week couldn't possibly exist. So stand by for that. But first, it's the Mark Exager Orchestra and the Golden Bear Polka. There you have it there, the Golden Bear Polka. Isn't that a golfer? Isn't there a golfer? His nickname is the Golden Bear. Not like Jack Nicklaus or something. I don't know anything about golf, but it seems to me I remember a golfer being known as the Golden Bear. I don't know if that has anything, if that's like if they golf, if they polka, well, they're golfing to that or what? If there's there could be no connection. Wasn't there a cereal? Well, that was Sugar Bear. Now, wasn't there a Golden Bear on a cereal? I can't remember. Doesn't matter. All right, now, last week, somebody had, you're talking about The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band, and somebody had pointed me to a really crummy parody of the song recorded that was on YouTube. And I said, that's really crummy. I said, you haven't heard anything. You haven't heard the Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble do the polka version of The Devil Came Up to Minnesota, have you? And they're like, that's not a real thing. I'll tell you what, it is.
Minnesota. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind, and he was ready to make a deal. When he came upon this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I bet you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, son, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret I'm the best that's ever been. Johnny, rising up your bow and play your fiddle hard. The hell's broke loose up here, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get that shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rising up his bow. Then he drew his bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined right in and sounded just like this. And let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny does your dog bite, no child knows.
Wow, that's got all the special effects in it. Hi, the Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble, Devil Came Up to Minnesota. And it seems to me, and I'm not 1,100% sure, but it seems to me they also recorded another version of it where the devil plays a concertina. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I got it on a 45 somewhere. See, the deal is my memory may remember that it exists, but the other half of my brain will never remember where the record is. But it seems to me that there's another version. But I'll have to look. Now I got to go on a quest. I'll see if I can find it here in the next couple of weeks. But anyway, and I rarely play that because it's on a Mrzinski Brothers album, and their albums are so good, it's hard to decide which song to pick. I looked it up because I keep track of all the playlists here on the show. I haven't played that for almost 4 years. So it was due to be played again, right? Oh, but now I got to go on a quest for that other record. There's so many to look through. Anyway, let's do Johnny Dino and the Orchestra. This is Little Lisa. They have it there. That's Little Lisa, Johnny Dino, and the Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Man, we're flying right through these records already, aren't we? Holy cow. I got to find a waltz yet. I got to see if I got a 78 to play here, so stand by for that. I got Louis Bashell and the Silk Umbrella Orchestra coming up. Let's take a moment here and talk about requests, dedications, questions, comments, fan mail, whatever. Get in touch with us here at the show. You can leave a voice or a text message to area code 218-259-2985. If you didn't have a pencil ready, that is 218-259-2985. You can also email oompahour at AOL.com or look us up on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, which, by the way, is probably the worst way to get in touch with me because I just find Facebook to be kind of a pain in the butt, and I don't like even going there because you go to Facebook to look at the polka stuff and you get 10,000 political posts, which I have no desire to read. So, but anyway, any of those ways, request, dedication, comment, question, whatever. I'll see if I can't handle it for you, all right? Here's the Zip Polka with Louis Bashell and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. Thank you. They have their Louis Bashel and the Silk Umbrella Orchestra and the Zip Polka. The post office could have used that when they invented zip codes to advertise zip codes. Yeah, right. Nobody would have figured that out. But anyway, there you have it here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Here's Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers, one of my all-time favorite band names, because bass, you know, and they're poppers that were a lure used for catching bass. Anyway, here's the Queen of Hearts Polka. There you have it there, the Queen of Hearts Polka, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along for another show. For those of you curious about it, this happens to be program number 430. That means there's 430 Oompa Hours floating around out there in the world. That's a scary thought, isn't it? Got a waltz coming up here in a couple of minutes. Before that, we have the Ernst Benedict Quartet and the Silk Umbrella Polka. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it. There, that is the Ernest Benedict Quartet and the Silk Umbrella Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another week. You know, this, all this insanity here, yeah, this happens every darn single week. It does, right here, same place, same time. Glad you're here with us for another one. I just realized we're going to play two waltzes today. You know, I've been having a hard time deciding which records to play. I keep changing my mind and putting on different records and then taking them off and putting them on different ones. It's terrible confusion because we have a Fez Frischi waltz on 78 that we're going to play here for our 78 of the week in a little bit. But in the meantime, you know, I'm always looking to make sure I got a waltzy. So I already had a waltz ready to go on a 45, and then I got a waltz over here on a 78. So let's do the Casinos and the You Broke My Heart waltz.
And now you're gone. You wanted me, but not for long. You promised me that you'd be true. I was such a fool. I thought our love would always be. You were my love, my destiny. Now that you're gone, I'm sad and blue. I was such a fool.
That's our meets the requirements of the show waltz there from the Casinos. You Broke My Heart waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. We always try to include one waltz, but we also try to play at least 178, you know, 78 RPM shellac record in every show. And I have a Fez Frischi 78 that's got a great waltz we're going to play. And I thought, well, that's like cheating if one record counts as both the 78 of the week and the waltz. So you might as well have two waltzes. Right? Doesn't that seem reasonable? I don't know. Here are the boys. It's the Remember When Polka.
Saturday we danced till three. The gang and us, we always stomped our feet to that 1-2 polka beat. Yes, sir, well, I'm gonna call up all my old friends. You can bet that they'll remember all that food and beer. How we rallied those great band with cheers. I've got that music ringing in my ear. Let's go have some polka fun. Yes, sir, well, I'm gonna call up all my old friends. You can bet that they'll come running, 'cause they love to listen, yeah, they love to dance to that foot stomping polka beat.
They're the Remember When Polka and the Boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. You remember a song back in the 50s? I think it was the 50s. Might have been early 60s. I think it was the 50s. Called Remember When by a doo-wop group called the Earls. Anybody besides me remember that? It went, remember when. Not a lot of words in this song. They went, when, remember when. Then the guy went, ooh, it was a great doo-wop record. Remember that? Oh, man, I have really got to avoid singing on the show, that's for sure. Here's Tommy Redder and his Polka Towners and the Pickles in Your Beer Polka.
Girl named Mary Jo at the polka hop. We danced all night, no end in sight. Finally had to stop. I took her to the local tavern, which was very near. She jumped up on the bar and yelled, "Want pickles with my beer?"
Oh, cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh, cookie, pickles with your beer. Oh, cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh, cookie, pickles with your beer.
Now Charlie was her brother, and he was just the same. He spent his pay in a bar each day for anyone who came. Set him up around, he'd shout for everyone that's here. And let them try some pickles, some gurkhi with their beer.
Oh, gurkhi, shouted loud and clear. Oh, gurkhi, pickles with your beer. Oh, gurkhi, shouted loud and clear. Oh, gurkhi, pickles with your beer.
Have your apples, peaches, and your pumpkin pie. Take my advice and don't think twice, this you have to try. When you drink your favorite brew at home or with us here, you just have some pickles, some gurkhi with your beer.
Oh, gurkhi, shouted loud and clear. Oh, gurkhi, pickles with your beer. Oh, gurkhi, shouted loud and clear. Oh, gurkhi, pickles with your beer.
All right, there you have it. have it there, the old pickles in your beer trick there. Tommy Redder and his Polka Towners here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We're going to do a Six Fat Dutchman tune here, and then we're going to come back with a second waltz for the show and a 78 RPM record, all in the same deal. So that's coming up, but here's the Six Fat Dudes.
They go fishing every day. They don't have time to make love. They're busy making hay. But when a frosty winter comes, they do not fish or hay. They do the chores, they stay indoors and make love all the day. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In Minnesota. In Minnesota. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In the cold, cold, frosty winter time.
Do in Minnesota. I'm going down my checklist here because I've lived here basically all my life, except for a few years of insanity in North Dakota. But other than that, that's a pretty accurate list, I guess. There you go. Six Fat Dutchman here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's Old Time Oldie Show. Of course, Six Fat Dutchman are from down around New Ulm, Minnesota. And now I got another one from Minnesota. Fez Frischi over here is our 78 of the week. Now we're going to do a waltz. It's the Waltz Quadrille. And it's on a Soma record label, 78, from back when Soma, they didn't press a lot of 78s back then, man. They were moving into the 45s by then. But here's Fez Frischi, and it starts out a little fuzzy, but the record gets better as we go. Here's Waltz Quadrille.
Place us all.
Couple down center, and there you divide. The lady goes right, gents to the other side. Honor your partners and don't be afraid. Swing the corner lady with the waltz promenade. Same couple through the center, and there you divide. The lady goes right, gents to the other side. Honor your partners and don't be afraid. Swing the corner lady with the waltz promenade. Couple through the center, there you divide. The lady goes right, gents to the other side. Honor your partners and don't be afraid. Swing the corner lady with the waltz promenade.
same couple through the center. There you divide. The lady goes right, gents to the other side. Honor your partners and don't be afraid. Swing the corner lady with the waltz promenade.
There you go, Fats Frisci. That's the kind of dance record I need because it has all the instructions in it because I'm such a crummy dancer. Oh, man. I love that record. I've not played that in probably 50 years. Anyway, there you have our 78 of the week. Here's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys and the Boy, Oh Boy, Polka. Jeez, that was a fast record, huh? Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That's the Boy, Oh Boy, Polka. And man, oh man, we're almost down to where we got to wrap up the show. I got to get this commercial in here. And I believe Lawrence Dukow is going to be back to wrap things up. We'll see how it looks here.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty. Well, the old clock on the wall says we're going to sneak in like one more record here on the show, but that's not bad. I think I got in a couple more records than I usually do simply by shutting up a little bit and not ranting about ridiculous things. You know, aren't you glad I'm not a political guy so I don't sit here ranting on political things? Because that would make it crummy. This is like one show you can listen to where I do everything I can to keep politics out of the show. Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra wraps things up with the Cracker Jack Polka. There you go, Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra. That is the Cracker Jack Polka. And man, oh man, this show is like as jam full as it can be without going long, I think. So, yeah, I get impressed when I manage to do that. Anyway, another show comes to a close.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Tumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!